From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov are meeting in Geneva. As the two nations try to come to an agreement over military cooperation and information sharing in a bid to defeat Islamic State militants in Syria. This latest meeting comes amid heightened tensions in Syria after Turkey decided earlier this week to send tanks across the border into Syria in order to clear out a pocket of land that's controlled by the Islamic State group. Meanwhile, Syrian government buses began evacuating the first of 4,000 civilians and hundreds of rebel fighters from the rebel-held Damascus suburb of Daraya on Friday. As Edward Uranian reports from Cairo, the fighters will be allowed to leave for rebel-held Idlib province near the Turkish border.
Syrian state TV showed live footage of the first green government bus leaving the besieged Damascus suburb of Daraya. Several bearded rebel fighters could be seen inside the bus alongside their families. A Syrian army colonel overseeing the operation for the government told journalists things were going smoothly. He says the first batch of 300 rebel fighters, whom he calls terrorists, are being evacuated to the rebel-held province of Idlib, while some civilians who wish to remain in the Damascus area will be allowed to do so. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
And pro-Syrian government Al-Mayadeen TV reported 45 government buses would participate in the four-day operation. This is VOA News.